Like many of the saints, Rita had a deep and abiding devotion to our Lord in the Eucharist. From a young age, she was taught by her mother, Amata, to receive Holy Communion with the greatest of reverence. When visiting Kasia, she would often slip into the church just to spend a few moments with her Eucharistic Lord. Entering the convent was a source of great joy for Rita. No doubt, one of the reasons for her joy was the opportunity to spend much of her time praying before the Blessed Sacrament. She was also consoled by the fact that Jesus remained in the midst of the sisters, always present in the tabernacle of the convent chapel. Rita's life of heroic charity was evidence of the truth of Jesus' words to his disciples. "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him." Rita's sacramental communion with her Lord led to an abiding spiritual union. Many times while praying in the chapel and meditating upon this mystery of divine love, she became rapt in ecstasy. The Blessed Sacrament was truly her bread of life, and when she would receive Holy Communion, would be so filled with consolation and joy that she would seem to be no longer living in this world, but living solely with Jesus. During the last few years of her life, Rita was confined to bed due to illness. One of her greatest worries at this time was not for her physical well-being, but that she would be unable to attend Mass and receive Jesus as frequently as she desired. The first time the Eucharist was brought to her in her tiny cell, she was greatly humbled and so overjoyed that tears ran down her face. Near the end of her life, she consumed nothing but the Eucharist, the body of Christ literally becoming her daily bread. Overcome with love for Jesus, she would often speak to him the words of St. Paul, "I long to be free from this body and at home with you, Lord." St. Rita's love for our Lord in the Eucharist invites us to examine our own devotion to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. This time without the opportunity to receive sacramental communion has hopefully awakened in our souls an even greater hunger for the bread of life. Did we truly appreciate this gift of the Lord Himself that was available to us on a daily basis? Let us ask Rita to pray that in the future we may always worthily, reverently, and with deep love receive our Lord and never take for granted this heavenly gift. Saint Rita, in ecstasy before the Blessed Sacrament, pray for us.